Blog Talk Radio.
Contact Reports 122 Translation English Manara, 1. I may bring you a very pleasant message, 2. After I left you last time, I visited Quetzal, Ta, Semyas and Pliya on the very next day. 3. Semyas is doing well and was very happy about your greetings and wishes. 4. They all also convey to you the dearest greetings and give you the assurance that Semyas is truly doing exceptionally well, and there are no concerns at all to harbor. 5. So she will, with great certainty, also be back here among us in about 3 months. 6. But I still have a second pleasant message to deliver to you, which will certainly please you as much as the first. 7. I have made all things clear to Quetzal, as they were discussed between the two of us in the afternoon of the 24th of March. 8. All were pleased about it and are also very, very happy about it. 9. Also, they all now cherish the hope again that everything will still and finally turn to the better. 10. But this is truly indebted to you alone, for on the 3rd of March, you pushed for the fact that the exclusion was uniformly adopted by all group members. 11. But at the same time, what is not yet known to you is that the elimination of the storage forces of HS hasn't been carried out yet because Quetzal must do this himself, and he has to come here personally for this purpose. 12. But that won't be the case until Semyas and the others, so Pliya and Ta, return, which means that it will still take at least 3 months. 13. But for HS, this will hardly change anything, even though he would still have one last chance by this time period, if he would seize it. 14. But he won't want to do that because his whole being is so querulous that he continues to search for the blameworthiness of his actions and deeds as well as his faulty thinking not with himself but rather with others. 15. So his self-produced fate will almost certainly, and therefore, in all probability, be sealed, even though he would still have a minimal chance. 16. Quetzal, and I am sure of this, would let himself be persuaded by me, if HS would now still insert himself and act in accordance with that which Quetzal determined for him, into which he did not insert himself, however, within the time period given to him. 17. It would, of course, also cost me a serious battle in this case, as you tend to say, and which was also the case for the cause of you all in certain forms, but I know that I could achieve my goal and could persuade Quetzal, if HS would change very much and would incorporate himself into the determinations. Billy, that completely knocks me off my feet, girl. Now, we have rather good peace in the group, because H has really caused us a lot of trouble, which we are now finally rid of, the trouble, I mean. Even though I am very damn sorry, and I would certainly be glad if H could still remain with us, I must announce my concerns about it. If he comes back, then the whole drama begins again, and we can all do without that. For this reason, I also won't move a finger to orient H about the fact that due to the fact that he has vilely driven Semyas into distress and illness, that exactly because of that, he should receive a chance again. That is too much for me. Manara, 18. I can understand you very well, but still, it is only correct in form if HS learns of the situation and, thus, becomes oriented about the fact that he still has one last chance, in spite of everything. 19. You should, therefore, deliberate yourself and inform him about it. Billy, I will not do it, however, because I am neither a traitor to the group nor to Quetzal. Manara, 20. You see the things incorrectly, and if you don't want to do it, then another group member will receive this task. Billy, I'm no longer a group member, for as you know, I've already long stood apart. Manara, 21. You're already starting to excite yourself again in anger. 22. Here, therefore, what Quetzal gave me to explain to you. 23. As I already said, he was very happy about the first change in the group, and so, if these changes continue to persist and further successes appear until his return, he will continue everything and let everything continue in such a way as it was at the beginning of the contacts in the year 1975, however, with certain minor restrictions, but these won't be of great importance and won't burden you all in any way. 24. Semyas, Ta, and Pliya have also reached the same decision and will be pleased if that form of connection will soon be a reality with you all again. Billy, girl, you're simply a black, golden star, as I already told you several times during your last visit. I am so grateful to you for this that I don't know how I should express these thanks to you. Minara, 25. Let it be, I understand you very well, and I am happy about it. 26. But we have to hurry a little today, as I still have very much work to do this night. 27. Did you bring the time measuring device? Billy, of course, this thing here is the alarm clock. Minara, 28. I will immediately do the necessary works, but we can still continue to speak. Billy, good, because I would have something else to ask. Engelbert doesn't understand your allusion to what you said about him the last time. Can you explain to me in which cases he comes to quick decisions, which he then has to revise again when I explain some things? Minara, 29. It was, for my part, only advice to him in reference to the teaching, in whose processing he doesn't consider the issues thoroughly enough from time to time and, thus, see certain things in different contexts and in different identifications, and these are in truth. 30. By this, I mean that in these phases, he comes to incorrect results every now and then, which he must then revise when you discuss and explain these issues. 31. I'm giving him this advice only because he will move forward more easily if he puts some considerations into final values less quickly. Billy, then I was right with my acceptance, because I saw the things approximately in accordance with your words. It was my... Minara, 32. My work is finished. Billy. You were already finished with the alarm clock? Minara, 33. I did tell you that it would only take a short time. 34. All necessary things were prepared, yes. Billy, that's good, because I have here something else from the Americans. I have a German translation here for you. If you want to read it. Minara, 35. I must do that, because I am here in representation of Quetzal and have to make necessary decisions in accordance with his determinations. Minara reads a long document, which I handed over to her. Small bullet translator's note, a reproduction of the original English document, the German translation of which Meyer handed to Minara, appears below. March 21, 1979, Mr. Meyer, PG 2. Concerning your courier letter that Stevens brought to me, I have some questions and some answers for you. Questions 1. Did you send 4 pages of English? 2. Did you send 4 pages of German? 3. German was marked as follows: 1344, 1345, 1346, 1347, PGS 13, 14, 15, 16. Is this correct? If yes, what happened to pages 1 through 12? 4. Did you supervise the English translation? And who was the translator? Answers A. Agreed B. Agreed C. Agreed in part. What about PSE? Polygraph. D. Agreed E. Agreed. If prior knowledge of these flights are received. F. Agreed G. Must be discussed in more detail. Due to the complex structure of the United States government and those that govern the structure. Some will believe. Some will not believe, unless we can arrange for some very special actions. Questions 1. The USA now has the Voyager 2 in deep space, and of this date, Our scientists have uncovered some startling facts. Unusual space sounds very similar to Semyasa's ship coming from an unknown source. Are the sounds those of Pleiadian craft that are monitoring Voyager 2? Also, rings around Jupiter were discovered. Is there anything else that you are aware of that our scientists are not? If yes, can we present these in letter form addressed to Dr. Smith, who heads up the Voyager program? 2. Is it possible for the Pleiadians to prepare 2 very special tasks for the benefit of our leaders? These tasks would involve Pleiadian spacecraft as follows. Air pre-flight schedule over the skies of Arizona Tucson, Phoenix B. A pre-flight schedule over Washington, D.C. If this cannot be accomplished, then what can, and when? March 21, 1979, Mr. Myra PG-3. The following has been suggested to better relations between the two parties in question. 1. We wish to meet the Pleiadians halfway. 2. We agree to give in exchange for what has been received. 3. Each group must show equal consideration. 4. All groups must agree to forget the past and to begin anew, a fresh beginning. All begin with the positive, and the negative and past must be forgotten, for it cannot be changed. 5. The Pleiadians must be the first to take special actions. By doing this, they have proven their credibility and sincerity, which in turn will give them the opportunity to ask for the first consideration. 6. After the first consideration has been exchanged, then the USA will be allowed to ask for a special consideration to be granted by the Pleiadians. The first group that does not honor the consideration will automatically break the contacts. Therefore, each side will be dependent upon the other. And nothing may be asked that violates the security and is detrimental to the other. 7. For example, the first special action would be provided for the benefit of a small group of people to be chosen later. It would consist of 2 members of our Congress, 2 members of the Voyager 2 scientific team, 2 members of the intelligence organizations, 2 members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and 2 members chosen by you. The action would only consist of aerial activity by Pleiadian spacecraft. After, the Pleiadians would present through you their request, non-military, non-scientific and non-political. This request would then be granted. Next, the USA would ask for another special action. For example, a remote island in the Caribbean would be selected for a very special meeting between you and a leader TA, and the leaders of the USA, President Carter, would make himself available for a meeting of this nature. Now we have the beginning of a mutual exchange of peace and friendship, which could amount to the March 21, 1979, Mr. Myra PG-4. Salvation of planet Earth and a new beginning for all of mankind. During this meeting, the Pleiadians perhaps would ask for their consideration for the USA to eliminate all unsafe nuclear reactors and a moratorium on any future construction of these plants. This consideration granted, the USA might then ask the Pleiadians for the cure to cancer. Eventually, after due considerations and understandings, the next major move would be for President Carter to arrange for a meeting between world leaders such as Russia, China, Iran, Switzerland, Brazil, France, Italy, Germany, East and West, Canada, Argentina, Africa, etc., with all of these powers meeting on the same remote island. The consideration granted. Then the Pleiadians would be in a very good position to bring about nuclear disarmament, with the exception of defensive capabilities, and we would be on the verge of bringing peace and understanding to our planet Earth for the first time ever. But of course there would probably be those countries that would refuse to participate. Those countries would then be cast out, eliminated from any other contact or help. This is our plan. Is IT wishful thinking, or is IT a possible reality? You tell me. I would also like to hear Ta's reaction to this plan. Our goal is to stabilize this planet and to try and bring peace and understanding between all peoples and countries, and we feel that the only hope left is to try and to bring everyone together by a force and power much greater than anything on Earth today, and that being to bring in extraterrestrial guidance and supervision. Thank you, Billy. Good luck and Godspeed, Lee Englishman Ara, 36. To these lines, I only have the following to say, 37. Quetzal has, in his proclamation to the government of the United States of America, clearly represented the necessary facts and conditions, from which we are not willing to deviate in any way. 38. We cannot engage in any conditions of the government of the United States of America or in any proposals other than ours in any form. 39. We alone choose the way of communication and the other connection, and any alterations or deviations from our given proclamation are not possible. 40. This means that we can in no way enter into the demands, wishes and proposals, as they are written here in this letter. 41. We are neither interested nor willing to stand in direct contact with human beings of Earth other than yourself, but we also have no interest in any visual contacts or voice contacts of a personal or indirectly personal nature. 42. And that certain things are even just too dangerous for us, I don't want to talk about it all. 43. On the other hand, in our overall form of leadership of the peoples, politics is foreign to us, so we will also never get involved on the Earth and with the earthly governments in such a form and connection. 44. Politics are only operated by human life forms who are still very foreign to the truth and who look at, consider, and handle all things in childish aspects. 35. We, however, have long been beyond such forms and will never get involved in them anymore, neither in one form nor another. 46. So if we will help Earth humanity through connections with the government, then that can only happen in the way that was unambiguously made clear by Quetzal in the proclamation. 47. A change, even if it would still be of absolute insignificance, can never be debatable, so the proclamation still retains its full range validity, including the one-time limits specified by us. 48. We conduct no negotiations at all with any earthly governments because we are those who want to help without any compensation and without any demands of the human beings of Earth for our profit. 49. We are solely willing to offer assistance within a reasonable and responsible framework, without the human being of Earth owing us a wage because of that. 50. That's all I have to say to this letter, and you should submit that to your middleman. Billy, many thanks, girl. I will comply with your wish, let everything be translated into English, and then send it to America. Manara, 51. With that, I must now end my current visit, however. 52. Concerning the time-measuring device, I have explained everything to you, so further words about that are unnecessary. 53. If you have nothing more of importance to bring forward, then I will go now. Billy, I have here one more letter, if I may give you this. The girl would be very delighted if you would read it. You probably don't have to give a response, if I have understood correctly. Manara, 54. At an earlier time, I would have accepted such lines with great joy, but unfortunately, I now can't do that anymore because exactly that is one of those issues that unalterably state that we will in no way have any connections of a written or verbal form with human beings of Earth, except with you. 55. So unfortunately, we can no longer accept letters and can also never answer any questions anymore, if these are not of your origin. 56. A single exception would only apply with respect to earthly governments, but at the same time, any form of communication can only take place through you as an intermediary. 57. But with that, it must now be enough for today. 58. Farewell, and kindly apologize to the writer of the lines for me and pay her my thanks and the assurance that I am still very happy about the fact that she has thought of me. 59. Till we meet again. Billy, till we meet again, Black Rose. I hope that I see you again soon. Manara, 60. It won't last very long.